This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom report. A lament rises from the heart of Yahuwah, a sorrow echoing across the generations. A generation is being stripped, not of possessions, but of something far more vital, its inheritance. The memory of who we are, the covenant forged with our fathers, is dissolving before our eyes. This isn't accidental, friends. This is the work of Edom, a calculated dismantling of identity, a subtle theft of the birthright promised to Jacob's seed. We are told stories of scattered seeds and cultivated gardens, euphemisms masking a deliberate transplanting, a grafting of foreign ideologies onto the rootstock of covenant Israel. Look at the institutions meant to nurture our children. What history is being taught? What laws are being upheld? Whose prophets are being silenced? A void is being created, a deliberate erasure of our unique calling, obscuring the steadfast love of Yahuwah. This echoes the ancient decree against Edom, spoken through Obadiah. Behold, I will make you small among the nations. And how is this diminishment achieved? By infiltrating the very foundations of our future, by controlling the narrative whispered into the ears of our children. This isn't simply about flawed education. It's about systemic control, a generational capture. Yirmiyahu warned us of this, of Edom's insidious reach, of a people sold into the system, unaware of the chains that bind them. The reports speak of a trembling earth and a bitter harvest. These aren't merely observations of the natural world, but physical manifestations of a spiritual decay. The land itself bears witness to the loss, to the severance from the ancient wellsprings. But even in this darkness, a stirring begins. The reports also speak of those wellsprings, ancestral memory, spiritual renewal being activated within scattered Israel. A growing number are awakening, recognizing the deception, seeking the truth buried beneath layers of indoctrination. They are tracing their lineage, reclaiming the lost narratives, rediscovering the power of the covenants. This isn't a new phenomenon, but an intensification, a gathering of the scattered remnants. Yet be warned, there are those who offer false comfort, who present a manufactured peace while concealing deep-seated bitterness. They build gardens on ashes, a superficial flourishing masking underlying decay. Yeshayahu spoke of this, of Edom's deceptive posture, of a pretense of reconciliation masking a heart filled with malice. Do not be deceived by these outward displays of harmony. Look beneath the surface. Examine the foundations. What is truly being built? What is truly being sustained? We are bombarded with signs, with signals of change. Fig tree blooms appear, promising a season of renewal. But these are not guarantees, friends. They are merely indicators and can easily be misinterpreted. The root must be examined. The core issues must be addressed. Is this a genuine transformation, rooted in repentance and a return to the covenant? Or is it a superficial bloom, masking a bitter root of rebellion? The hour is late. Edom's judgment is unfolding before our eyes. Its exposure is accelerating. But for those of Israel scattered across the nations, this is also a time of awakening, a time of restoration. The wellsprings are being activated, the ancestral memory is stirring, and a generation is beginning to reclaim its birthright. The watchman stands vigilant, observing the signs, discerning the truth from the deception. The deceptive peace, the generational capture, the awakening wellsprings, the superficial signs, all are pieces of the unfolding drama. Yahuwah is sovereign over all kingdoms and Mashiach reigns. He will not abandon his covenant people, but he demands that we awaken, that we remember, that we reclaim our inheritance. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.